What's up, everybody? Your favorite host, Trey Burris, here, and you're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
Welcome back, y'all, to the 4th and Flex Podcast. I am Joshua Bandy, your host. As always, with me is Trey Burris. How you doing today, Trey?
Doing good, boss.
Awesome. What do you think about that draft?
Man, I think it was super crazy, and I don't think anyone expected to happen what did. I mean, no. It was just...
There was trades all over the board.
Not having but one quarterback in the first round.
Yeah, that's wild. That's wild. Who you think had the best draft?
I think that out of all 32 teams, the Jets really just stole the draft.
They really did. Honestly, they did. The Ravens also had a good draft.
Yeah, but like the Jets were bad and have been bad. So anybody that they draft is going to be like, wow, they did a great job, but they got some really good people, I think. And I think they'll be a force to be reckoned with next year. I don't know if they'll be playoff ready, but I think they'll be close.
Breece Hall, the running back the Jets took, he's supposed to be off the chain, man. He was number one in the, if you look at the draft board, yeah. The Jets, most of the people they took is like first, ranked second, ranked first. Bro, I mean, it's ridiculous. Mel Kiper also saying the same thing. The Jets stole the draft. Real. It's insane. Who had the worst draft, if you could say?
I would say the worst draft would be the Patriots, and I don't think I'm alone on that one. Taking Cole Strange at number 29 in round one. Like, yep. Dude was estimated to go round three, and he's out of Chattanooga, wherever that is.
Tennessee, baby.
But I just think, you know, I mean, but you know, Bill Belichick and his, you know, his little secret ways and how he turns players into champions. Who knows? But no, I'll tell you
what Belichick does. Belichick thinks that, you know, he thinks that he's picking these crazy little like things that nobody knows, like these winners that nobody really knows. And he's going to turn them into legends and stuff like that. It's crazy. Belichick just... The thing with Belichick is he either hits a home run or he strikes out. I mean, it only goes two ways. There's no in the middle for him. There's no like, oh, you know, this guy's, you know, got a couple years and turned into a veteran on his watch. There's not a lot of that. He either hits him out of the park, i.e. Tom Brady in the sixth round, Gronk. There's a lot of them that he took that really turned out good. But, you know, I think he just needs to concentrate on being the coach instead of being the coach and the general manager.
I think that Belichick tries to have like the secret menu, like at a restaurant, you know what I'm saying? Like where he's like, oh, I got the cheat codes, you know what I'm saying? And
exactly. He drafts
these people because they're, you know, their stats will be they're big guys or they're really athletic. And he thinks I can mold this guy.
Exactly.
You know, I just want athleticism. I don't care about how much skill he has because I'll give him the skill. And sometimes it works, but sometimes it doesn't.
Well, you know what I mean? He was quoted one time saying he's only going to draft players that he can coach. Well, it ain't always going to be like that, boss. The best players, you know, they think they're awesome, you know, and they don't feel like they need much coaching. So, I mean,
right.
I'm just saying,
in line.
Exactly, dude. I'm just saying, like, the Tom Brady and Belichick conversation is closed 100%. I mean, it was Brady. Am I wrong?
I don't think so.
I mean, we see what he did in Cleveland before, Cleveland and New York before he became the Patriots head coach. And, I'm not going to say that Brady didn't like learn some of who he is or most of who he is as a football player from Belichick. But I think what he did was he took what Belichick taught him and he made it into his own thing, bro. And he just ran with it.
Right. And that's a special kind of person to do something like that.
Exactly, bro. Once in a lifetime. That just that's another thing I was going to talk to you about. You know, I think that we can officially call the 199th pick of the draft the who knows pick. Because you never know. Sixth round. I mean, geez.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, that's crazy stuff. How about, did you hear Desmond Ridder? He got drafted second, which surprised everybody, from Cincinnati. I was watching it, right? He's sitting there, he's sitting on the couch with his mom and his girl, and they're all sitting there all like, all upset, right? And then, like, he gets a call from Arthur Smith, right? And then they just blow up. Oh, yeah. He was so happy, bro. And he gets on there and he says, I'm not leaving Atlanta until I get a Super Bowl. What do you think about that?
You know what? I will say that out of all the quarterbacks in this year's draft, I think that in 8 years, if I could pick any one of them to be a starter, it would be him. I just think that he has more skill and he's more coachable than a lot of these guys. I mean, he's set up at Atlanta to be able to take over. You know, he's not got a big fight against Mariota to become a starter, you know, out of a lot of people. And I just think that, you know, in 8 years, I think that he would be, if any of them were starting, he would be the one. And maybe he does it. Maybe he takes him to a Super Bowl. Maybe he's the next Joe Burrow. Who knows?
Maybe.
Hot take.
Yeah, maybe.
Another quarterback I want to talk about is the only quarterback to go in the first round, Kenny Pickett, to Pittsburgh. Now, I love this because Kenny Pickett got so much shit all through the draft. His hands are small. His hands aren't big enough for the league. And everybody's giving him all this crap, and then he becomes the first quarterback off the board. Not only that, he went to college at Pittsburgh. So he's already got the fan base. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, like, that's what they need. They need them another Ben Roethlisberger for everyone to just die hard over. And I think Kenny Pickett might be the guy. So what, he's got small hands. Maybe he's got big feet.
Yeah, no doubt. Them pocket feet, yeah, they can make all the difference. I think everybody was surprised. I mean, most people thought that Pittsburgh was going to take Malik Willis from Liberty. He didn't come till, I mean, way later. That dude, I'm surprised how far he
fell.
Second round, exactly. I mean, I'm surprised, really surprised.
But he went to Tennessee, which I think is a great spot for him.
Exactly, and me too.
Even though Tannehill is not really trying to coach him.
Oh, yeah. Tannehill says it's not my job to coach him. I was reading something also about Tannehill going on and saying after that loss where he threw like all those picks and, you know, when they were last year, when they were first overall, he went into a dark place and he had to get like some therapy. Like, I guess it messed him up, dude.
Wow. I didn't see that. I do know that Tennessee is going to have him for at least 2 more years because they can't afford to get out of his contract for at least that long. So, I mean, he's going to be the starter in Tennessee for at least the next 2 years.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, that'd be good. That'll give Malik Willis some time to develop, man. I mean, that's what
everybody's
just wanting to throw these rookies in from the get-go. They don't want to give them time to develop anymore. Look at Patrick Mahomes. He sat for a year behind Alex Smith, amazing veteran. And look how he turned out. You know what I mean? They just got to give these kids time, man. You know, they just throw them into these crazy situations and then get mad at them when they suck. You know what I mean?
Everybody forgets Jimmy Garoppolo has a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, no kidding. So, yeah.
Behind Brady, baby.
That's right. I'm so glad we got him in Tampa, man. Man, when I found out he was coming back, bro, I mean, one tier, bro. Just one tier.
Just one tier.
Honestly,
what do you think about Gronk? Is he coming back?
Gronk? Oh, well, I was just reading where Gronk said that if Julian Edelman signs with the Bucks, that he'll come back. Can you imagine, bro?
I hope so, man. I really do.
I mean, Gronk's got to come back, dude. He's got to come back, right?
My favorite thing about Gronk is that every time he catches the ball, he hits headfirst into the ground and comes up with some turf in his helmet every catch.
Yeah,
my bro loves to get hit. He loves, loves the tackle. He loves the fight.
Now, he isn't quite what he used to be, but, dude, he's still got a lot of good football in him, I think, honestly. But I think he's coming back. I don't think Edelman's coming, honestly. Edelman is his wheels are falling off, man. Like, his knees are gone. Edelman's done, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, if Brady's back, Gronk's back. That's the way I see it.
And we're waiting for Ndamukong Suh too, man. I don't know what's going to happen with him, but I'd like to have him back, honestly. Get the boys back. It's going to be a good year, man. I mean, before Brady retired, I was like, just give me one more year. Please, one more year. That's all I want, one more year. Now he's coming back. And now I'm like, man, can I get two?
Right. You can never have have enough Brady, man.
That's right, man. I know people hate on him so much, man. They hate Brady, but I don't even care, man. That's my dude.
When you're the greatest,
yep,
they're going to hate.
Yep. Speaking of the Bucks, I think I like how our draft went. I think we did all right. Rashad White from Arizona State. They're saying he might be like a young Le'Veon Bell, man. I was watching some of his highlights, and he's so patient. He's not the fastest guy, but he's patient. Might be just what we need, man. And he's a pass-catching back. That's a big thing. Yeah. That was his main thing, pass-catching. Between him and Fournette catching passes, you know, we think we're going to be all right, man.
Yeah, and I think Fournette needs a little support just so he isn't carrying the weight of it all. The head running back down there because he didn't have much help with Ronald Jones last year.
Ronald Jones, no. Ronald Jones went to the Chiefs, man.
Yeah. Well, they love taking running backs that they can run one play with every, you know, 10 or 12.
Exactly. Hey, what did you hear about A.J. Brown going to the Eagles? And during the draft?
Yes, sir. The big trade.
Eagles are looking scary, bro.
Here's what I'm going to say about that. Okay, first of all, number one, hot take. Treylon Burks has a better fantasy performance next year than A.J. Brown, and you can put money on that. All right, because what's going to happen is A.J. Brown is going to be a great receiver for the Eagles that Jalen Hurts is never going to throw to. He's going to run the ball and do his little thing, and he's going to hand off the ball, and the Eagles are going to do their thing where they have five passes the whole game. A.J. Brown could catch one for 40 yards and get a touchdown. Great, but that's not fantasy performance.
You ain't going to draft A.J. Brown?
Not at all. Oof.
I remember last year you sure wanted him when you traded for him.
He was on a different team, baby. That was a different time. It's a new
Tannehill
year.
Tannehill throwing to him. Tannehill. Tannehill's good sometimes.
Tannehill likes to throw it deep.
Yeah, he does.
We got Derrick Henry on the line. Your wide receivers are open, baby.
Man, I'm a little worried about Derrick Henry this year after that toe injury last year. Honestly, like, you know, that's usually my number one pick right there. But I'm having second thoughts a little bit. But then at the same time, I'm like, no, I'm not. Honestly, if I get drafted before you, because I already know who you're going to take number one, I'm going to get that Jonathan Taylor, I think.
Boy, quit playing with me.
I know, bro. I hate watching him when I don't have him. I'll tell you that.
If Jonathan Taylor gets taken off the board, I ain't afraid to go back to my roots and get me some Dalvin Cook, baby. Consistency is key.
I'm always so worried he's going to get injured, bro. Honestly. I'm worried he is just so fragile.
And that's why you got Alexander Mattison on your bench, dog.
Madison's—he went somewhere else, I think.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he went somewhere else. I can't remember. I want to say maybe a 49ers or Atlanta. I can't remember, but he definitely went somewhere because of how he did last year. But yeah, I grab up Madison when Dalvin Cook like stubs his toe, bro. I grabbed him up last year, you know, like, oh, he's gone. I'm getting this one. How about Hollywood Brown going to the Cardinals? Hollywood Brown, what do you think?
Yeah, I thought this trade was kind of a weird trade at first, I thought, you know. And then come out that DeAndre Hopkins is suspended for 6 months, and I'm like, they're going to need a wide receiver one because they ain't got nobody else.
Six games.
And Rondale Moore's a good receiver, but it's only his second year, and he's not ready to be a wide receiver one. Mm-hmm. And Christian Kirk, you know, he went and got his bag. At Jacksonville, he ain't even worried about the Cardinals no more.
No doubt. Well,
A.J. Green finna be their wide receiver one?
No.
A.J. To the grave.
Mm-hmm. A.J. Green is not what he used to be, bro. Injury bug done took him out. You remember that game last year when, Kyler tried to throw it to him and he didn't even look back for the ball, bro. And it was an interception.
Oh,
last play of the game.
He wasn't even looking. He was just, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, this is definitely not to me,
bro. I'm going. And Kyle always got a smile on his face, but I'm telling you, on that play, he did not have a smile on his face.
That deep ass voice. He got a deep ass voice. Kyler does. 11. Yeah, no. Yeah. Shit, he's so little, bro. That's my worry about him. He's just a little guy. I just worried that, you
but
know.
He's quick, man.
He's very Russell Wilson-esque. I will say that.
Yeah.
But he's so little. He does really good the first half of the season. The second half of the season, he's either hurt or he just doesn't. He just gave everything he had for the first season. I think that's why the Cardinals should wait to pay him, honestly. You know, he scrubbed all everything Carolina off his Facebook page. I'm sure you heard about that.
Yeah,
that's the new thing to do right now, I guess. Debo did it too.
Scrub them till they pay you.
Yeah, Debo did it too off the 49ers. Mm-hmm. Debo, I don't know what he's
doing. You know, actually, OBJ tweeted that Debo got traded to the Patriots.
What?
Turned out that was not real. It was fake. But OBJ out here trying to stir up some drama.
Oh my god, my dude! I'm hoping Debo comes sliding over to Tampa. We'll figure out a way to use him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It ain't gonna happen, but
the GM of the 49ers said that he had no plans on trading Debo.
John Lynch.
Whatsoever.
Yeah, John Lynch.
So we'll see.
Yeah, he said it. Yeah, it ain't happening. But they were taking calls for it. So,
right. Well, everything's got a number. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've heard rumors of Jets, Packers for Debo. He'd be scary with Aaron Rodgers, bro. With Devontae gone,
but man, that'd be a weird combo, I think. But you know, maybe
Debo and Aaron, Aaron likes to throw it down the field, and Debo likes to. Well, I see. That's the thing. They're saying Debo is not liking being used as a running back, and that's why he's wanting out. I think there's more to it than that. You know what I mean? I think there's more going on there.
I do too. Yeah.
You know, he's seeing Devontae and Tyreek making all this bread. And, you know, if you listen to what Colin Cowherd and Skip and Shannon are saying, he's good. He's good, but we're going to run like a running back. We're going to pay you like a running back, which that's really not fair because Debo made the Niners. Debo was the Niners last year.
Right. He carried them to the playoffs.
Exactly. Single-handedly. You tell me that without Debo, they'd have made it that far? Nope.
No way.
Well, back to what I was saying about Hollywood Brown. Lamar Jackson was on Twitter when that whole trade went down, and he's like, what, WTF? I don't think Lamar knew what was going on. That's their best friends, bro.
Well, yeah, he's the player.
They're best friends. But you know what?
GMs do work.
Yeah, I know, but that's his guy. You know what I'm saying? So I thought for sure they would at least talk to him, but whatever.
Kyler and Marquise Brown played on the same college team together.
Oh yeah,
they're best friends. They work out. They text each other every day.
I didn't know that.
You know what I'm saying? They'd be hooking it up down there.
Yeah. No shit.
Who knows?
Who knows? No, legit. Who knows? It's going to be a crazy year. I do know that. Have you noticed, like, the last 2 years, we had a quarterback leave a team, go to a new team, and win the Super Bowl in their home stadium? 2 years in a row. Brady in the Bucks, and then we had Stafford in the Rams. I'm kind of worried Russell Wilson to the Broncos is going to be history repeating itself. You hope.
There you go.
You hope.
Right. Hey, man, he's got the setup for it.
Yeah.
He's got the setup for it at Denver. All they needed was a quarterback last year. I said the same thing at the end of the season.
You now said that, but one. You still using Teddy Bridgewater in your fantasy team.
Hey, if they put up points on the board, I don't complain how bad they play.
Yeah, you're right. We in our league, we also do two quarterback leagues, so it's kind of cool. It's kind of fun. I like it. You got to really dig for them. You know what I mean? You got to really dig for some stuff. And then you got that one dude that's just like, got four quarterbacks on his roster. You just want to bitch slap him. Trey. Yes.
Sir. I'm like, I'll trade you Derek Carr.
I was about to say that. Every year I get Derek Carr. Every year I get Derek Carr from this dude. Every year, bro. Give me something.
I hate some Derek Carr, but at the end of the day, he can put up points.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. I mean, not last year, but the year before, I literally had him in the championship game. And he put up like 40, 50, point. Derek Carr's got Devontae. Apparently, they best friends too. Devontae wanted to be a Raider since he was a little kid. Yes, got pictures of him and shit. It's going to be wild.
It's going to be a good year, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I am excited. I'm a little worried about Tampa. Our schedule's looking pretty rough this year. I ain't going to lie, man. We got a lot of, like, we got, like, I think they said the third hardest schedule this year. I mean, like, just with the play, the teams that we got. I don't know who's going and what week, but yeah, we are going. We do got a game in Germany, though, this year.
Yeah, just hope we ain't got to play the Saints that much.
I know. We do. We do have to play the Saints, though. And they just picked up the Honey Badger. Did you see that? Tyrann Mathieu went to the Saints? Uh-uh. Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. He went to the Saints. That's big. That's all we need, bro.
But I think they're still going to start Winston, and you know what he likes to do.
Well, he did. He was doing okay until he got hurt last year. Guess who he's playing when he got hurt?
Yeah.
Tampa.
Tampa Bay?
Yeah. You ever see Winston? He after the Saints
just put him down again.
I know. After the Saints beat us last year, he gets on camera, right? He throws up the W. I don't know if you saw this, but and he goes, ow, like he ate the dove. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, eating the dove. God,
I hate that so much, bro. That is cringe like a mug.
That used to be your boy, dog.
Well, I've been saying before we got Brady, the last 3 years I've been saying we need to get rid of Winston and we could be something. What happened? Got rid of Winston? Yeah, we became
you did something. Say that.
Well, you got anything else draft related, this year related? Anything else, Trey?
I'm just going to say that it's going to be a crazy year. It's been a crazy draft. It's been a crazy off season, and no matter what, it's going to be hella fun.
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait to get that fantasy going. Cannot wait. I actually, I was going to mean to tell you, I'm going to be joining a flag football team, bro.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Flag football, man. Let's it's going to be awesome, man. 7-on-7. It's like $50, I think, to become a free agent. And I got to get my own flags and stuff like that, dude. But that is going to be awesome, bro. I might have to embrace my inner Tom Brady. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
You going to retire?
What? Oh, come on now. Just for like 40 days, you know, that's it.
Right. There you go.
Well, thank you guys for listening. If you're watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to like, subscribe, comment. Don't forget that you can email us at fourthandflex@gmail.com. That's the number 4-T-H-A-N-D, flex@gmail.com. With any of your questions, comments, if you got an idea for us or something, you know, let us know. We might shout it out on the show. You might get a shout out. Okay. Thank you guys again for watching. Trey, say bye to the people.
Peace. See y'all later.